Do you know who played Tommy Jude in the film Another Country or Freddy Pet in the Deep Blue Sea? But you may have already known the one starring the role of Mr. Darcy in the BBC TV miniseries Pride and Prejudice. And the answer is the same, that is Colin Firth, who won the Best Actor Academy Award for his portrayal of King George VI in The King's Speech. 也许你并不知道他早年的作品，但是也许提到1995年 BBC 的小型电视剧《傲慢与偏见》中达西先生的扮演者，你可能有所熟悉。不然就再说说今年的奥斯卡影帝吧，科林·费斯。想必他在《国王的演讲》中扮演的口吃国王乔治六世也给你留下了深刻的印象吧。Born in the year of 1960,He had his debut film in 1984, but it was still 11 years before his real success in Korea. In 1995, Colin Firth let the world know him by casting the role of Mr. Darcy in Pride and Prejudice. Great talent really takes time to nurture. 出生于1960年的科林·费斯23岁时在电影中向世界打招呼。但是世界并没有注意到这位尚未羞涩的年轻人，一直到1995年，科林·费斯终于凭借在《傲慢与偏见》中达西先生的一角，一时爆红英伦，扬名世界，可谓是大器晚成。As a representative of gentlemen in England, Colin Firth is known as man of composure and mildness, just like the role of Mr. Darcy he played. However,Things don't look as it is. Colin Firth has a kind of passion under his surface and thus produces the thriller, trauma, etc. But Oscar always pushes the gentleman way, which helps him, to some extent, win the best actor for this year. 科林·费斯正如他所扮演的角色一般被公认为是一个绅士、沉稳和文雅的男人，但是这样的绅士却并没有讨好一些影评人。他们甚至说这样的风格是懦弱的。可是熟知科林·费斯的人都知道，在他温顺的表面下潜藏着的是一股无可抑制的激情。不可否认的是，奥斯卡一向偏好英伦风，英国演员象征着高贵、优雅和涵雅。 Back to the film King's Speech, Colin Firth admit that he knew little but that King stuttered. It was a challenge for Colin Firth to imitate his stammerBut Colin did well to portray the king who was laughed at by people from the childhood and faced a great self-generally enemy, especially his confident performance at the last scene, won the heart of the audience and the judges. 我只记得妈妈曾说过他有口吃的毛病，科林·费斯坦诚，这是他在扮演乔治六世之前对这个英国国王的唯一印象。口吃无疑对科林·费斯是个挑战，但是凡是看过电影的人往往会被科林那个最后自信的眼神传达出的深意所征服。人们相信乔治六世当年就是通过这样的方式征服英国民众，并最终取得二战胜利的。所以国王的演讲征服评委也理所当然。 Well, there is another side about Colin Firth. He's also a singer and a writer. He organized a rock band in his school year. His father once said like thisHe would have found it difficult fitting in at any school, particularly because of moving and particularly because he wanted to follow his own interests. He started a band with some friends, playing the guitar and being the lead singer. But the world would feel lucky as well, for we have a mind but passionate actor. 而科林·费斯也算是多才多艺，他在少年时曾经组建了一个乐队。科林的父亲则说，他当时无法融入学校，一部分的原因是我们经常搬家，一部分的原因则是科林想去追逐自己的兴趣爱好。他和几个朋友组成一个乐队，他弹吉他并是主唱手。但是世界应该感激我们有了一个绅士影帝。